Track 9 and more news stories. Tens of millions needed for Trust's repair bill. The repair bill for the maintenance backlog at the Torbay and South Devon Trust stands at tens of millions of pounds, new figures suggest. Health think tank, the King's Fund, warned decrepit NHS buildings have a real and detrimental impact on patient care, and called on the government to be honest about the tough trade-offs around funding that lie ahead. NHS England figures for the year to April suggest it would cost around £64.1 million to fully repair all known maintenance issues across the 19 sites at the Torbay and South Devon Trust. The most expensive site within the Trust was Torbay District General Hospital, which had an estimated maintenance bill of £52.4 million. A Department of Health and Social Care spokesperson said individual NHS organisations are legally responsible for maintaining their estates, adding the government inherited a broken NHS with the hospital estate left to crumble. We're investing £30 billion over 5 years for maintenance and repairs, with over £5 billion specifically for the most critical cases to make inroads into the backlog across the NHS estate. We will provide the investment and reform needed to get patients the care they deserve in hospital buildings fit for purpose.
More questions over two-year road closures. Devon County Council has been urged to think again over a massive construction project which has meant road closures around Newton Abbott. Local businesses have said they are deeply concerned over the closure of one of the main roads in and out of the town for 2 years. Now, one of the town's councillors has asked the County Council to go back to the drawing board. The A382 is getting an 11-month closure from Whitehills Roundabout, followed by a year-long shutdown at Fortress Cross, which, the County Council said, will improve the road between Fortress Cross and Stover and develop Jetty Marsh Link Road. It will, the Council says, cut congestion, improve safety and boost options for walkers and cyclists. But after Newton Abbott Town Council expressed its fears that cutting off the route would hit hard businesses already feeling the pressure of the cost of living crisis, Councillor Jane Taylor told a full meeting of Teignbridge Council a rethink was needed. She said Teignbridge is funding this to the tune of £1.5 million and has had no consultation with Devon County Council at all. Did Teignbridge carry out a business impact assessment, or did it see a copy of one done by the County Council? Is there any intention to change the timescale for the benefit of businesses in Teignbridge? Council leader Richard Keeling said road closures and maintenance were determined by the Highways Authority. Teignbridge had not been consulted and had not made formal objections. He added, "This council made a decision to support this scheme and contribute funds to it as an important long-term infrastructure improvement in the town. The new Jetty Marsh link past the hospital will be a real benefit. The county council had decided on a two-year road closure as opposed to traffic lights because it reduced the construction time by a year," he said. "The total cost of the scheme is £49.55 million, with £38 million coming from the Department for Transport, £10 million from the County Council, and Teignbridge, £1.5 million.
Garden Centre helps charities allotment. A charity-run community allotment has been given a boost thanks to a Teignbridge Garden Centre. West Bank Community Health and Care is launching the second stage redevelopment of the allotment in Exminster. And the programme is now being supported by Jack's Patch, part of the Otter Garden Centres. The site is a strip of land behind the charity's Health Living Centre on Farmhouse Rise in Exminster. Volunteers from Kier Construction stepped in to support phase one of the project, which involved preparing and levelling the ground and creating a pathway to make the allotment accessible to wheelchair users. The involvement of Jack's Patches marks phase two of the project, establishing the allotment and cultivating fresh produce to help supply West Bank's community cookery school and two community larders. The long-term aim is to create an outdoor community space that's accessible to all, supporting people's physical and mental health and well-being. Dave McCarthy and James Gallagher from Jack's Patch Plants team carried out an initial recce of the site in mid-September and returned to start work at the end of September and again this month. Before embarking on the community allotment, they spent a full day pruning and weeding to make our sensory garden winter-ready. Katie Elliott, West Bank's head of fundraising and marketing, said, "This kind of help is invaluable to our charity, and we're absolutely delighted that the latest business we're developing a partnership with is Jack's Patch. Jack Patch's staff will be giving us the benefit of their horticultural expertise over the coming weeks and months in what we hope will become a long-term partnership. They'll be helping us to understand what we already have growing and how best to look after it, also advising us on how to make the best use of the space. As well as their time and skills, Jack's Patch is kindly supplying us with materials to ensure our growing project gets off to a healthy start, including plants, seeds, planters, plant food, fencing, sleepers to make raised beds, and even an arbour to shelter and relax in. They've also generously offered to help manage the rest of West Bank's outside space on an ongoing basis to ensure our sensory garden, borders and raised beds look as attractive and welcoming as possible." Jack's Patch branch manager, Emma Devenold, said, "The team is really excited to be involved. This is a project we were keen to support, and not just now, but for the long term. As a garden centre, we know how valuable access to green spaces can be for well-being, and we hope everyone involved in the community allotment gains a real sense of joy from it."
Tributes have been paid to one of the founding members of Tynmouth Shanty Group, the Back Beach Boys. Bob Freshwater passed away peacefully at Rowcroft Hospital. A talented songwriter who painstakingly researched historical records to create his music, Bob was a prolific creator of locally based songs. In a Facebook post announcing Bob's death, the Back Beach Boys described him as a wise and diplomatic natural leader and a beautiful soul who was loved by all who knew him. As well as creating music, Bob loved nature and kept cattle and sheep. The former head teacher was also a keen rugby fan and previously chaired Tynmouth Rugby Club. The Back Beach Boys were founded in February 2013. The maritime folk band was named after Tynmouth's Back Beach and are well known for their charity fundraising and brightly coloured Hawaiian shirts.